to a different thing. Matthew chapter 21.
Man.
You have your Bibles. Turn to St. Matthew chapter 21. When you get time, I want you to read that entire chapter, but just for your hearing this morning, I'm going to begin with verse 4 through 11. Matthew chapter 21, verse 4 through 11.
Amen.
Amen.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, the king cometh unto thee, maketh and setting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass." And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and threw them into the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hosanna in the highest."
Amen.
And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" And the multitude said, "This is Jesus,
amen,
the prophet of Nazareth,
amen,
of Galilee."
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen. I want to talk to you on this thought, five things about Palm Sunday that reminds us Christ is King.
Amen.
If you're a Christian, look at somebody and say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
we're going to talk about,
we're going to talk about
my King." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
You may be seated. Amen.
Amen.
First of all, I'd like to say giving reverence and praises to our Father in heaven for allowing us another opportunity to be here on another Lord's Day.
Amen.
We count it all joy to be in the house of worship once again. And I'd like to thank God for you and for your presence.
Amen.
Because as you well know, we are living in the last days.
Amen.
And the Bible says in the last days, perilous times will come when man will not endure sound doctrine. But having to the self-teachers, having itching ears. They become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why when you turn around and look at all these empty seats, you know that we're living in the last days.
Amen.
Because there's great falling away from the word of God.
Amen.
And we thank God for you and for your presence. I just want to say just a few words this morning, and basically I had to go back to some old ways when I was in seminary, and when I was in seminary, they taught us two things. One thing that they taught us how to prepare our message is by having an outline through memory, and then that allow us a lot of more time to exegete the scriptures. And then another way is to write down a manuscript and stay with it.
Well,
since I have been accused of being long-winded,
well,
and I get so caught up And I'm telling you, I don't make no excuse or no apology.
Amen.
But when I get caught up in the spirit, I don't apologize for that. Because when I get caught up, I can't let go. Until the Lord says so. So sometimes I just have to let you know, amen, if I'm too long, you just get on up and walk out. Amen. I won't be mad at you. Just remember, you won't be walking out on me. I'm glad you feel me. Amen. You read me. Amen. Now you know my flavor. Amen. Amen. You know my flavor. Amen. My flavor is the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll talk about Christ is the King. And I like to say that he's my King. Amen. Because when it comes down to knowing who Christ is and who he is to us personally, it's an individual thing.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. It's an individual thing. Amen. Because just because we come to church together, that don't mean that all of us have received Jesus as our Savior. And just because you claim him as your Savior, and I claim him as my Savior and King, that don't mean that we're on the same page.
Amen.
So since this is what we call Palm Sunday, we want to try to get us all on the same page for as Christ is concerned. Because it's not about the preacher. It's not about the deacons. It's all about Jesus and the body of Christ. And we want you to do some soul searching and try to find out whether or not if you are in the body of Christ and have you really accept him as your Savior and your King.
Amen.
First thing we want to point out, amen, is the scripture where this prophecy came from. And we want you to take a good look at it. Came from the book of Zechariah. It says, All this was done that it might be fulfilled in which spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, the King cometh unto thee. Meek setting upon an ass and a coat, the foal of an ass. Amen. A king, what is a king? First of all, I would like for you to know a king is a male sovereign, a monarch, one who is a leader, a man who holds a life as a ruler. And not only that, he is usually he inherit that position by hereditary, give him the right. He is a chief authority over a country, all people. And a people. And I want you to know, amen, that the history points out and tells us about a lot of kings. But there's no king greater than Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
No king greater than Jesus.
Amen.
Need your prayers. Amen. I got a sniffle this morning. And went to a funeral and I got wet yesterday in the rain. And but we're going to make it.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to make it.
Amen. Thank you in the name of Jesus.
Five things about Palm Sunday that reminds us that Christ is King.
Amen.
Now, when we use the word Christ, some of us seem to think that that's his name. But that's not Jesus' name. Because we always put Christ on the end of his first name. But what we need to understand that Christ means anointed one.
Amen.
Amen. He is the anointed one of God.
Amen.
In human form.
Amen.
And to confirm this, when he came to John the Baptist at the Jordan River, the Bible says to be baptized by John, John looked up and he saw him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
Amen.
And then the Bible says that after he baptized Jesus, he saw the Spirit of God in the shape of a dove descended upon Christ like lightning and remained on him. And the voice said, this is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what man think about Christ. A lot of men have a low opinion about him, don't even believe in him. But God the Father said, this is my beloved son.
Yes.
God Almighty, the creator, the maker, creator of all things in heaven and earth, is proud of Jesus. And I find no fault in it.
Amen.
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 Once you really believe in him, you can say he's my beloved Savior.
Amen. Amen.
He's my beloved King.
Amen. Amen.
Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter. That begins a holy week.
Amen.
Is the day that we remember and celebrate the day Jesus entered into Jerusalem as Savior and King. As Jesus rode the donkey and took the town of Jerusalem and large crowd gathered and laid palm branches
word
in their clothes across the road, giving Jesus royal treatment. Hundreds of people shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. And blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest in heaven. Oh, I thank God that the crowd was not there by coincidence. For it was a time of the Passover feast where all of the Jews came together to observe that that feast that God ordained them to remember that where they came from. For it was through God delivering them out of Egypt, out of bondage, by his outstretched arm.
Well,
the Bible lets us know that when God got ready to set the Hebrew children free, the Bible says that God told Moses to have all of the Hebrew children to prepare a dinner supper that they call the Passover feast. And the blood of the lamb that was slain in order for them to have the supper roasted. There was to take the blood and put it over the doorpost and on the side of the post. And they was told that whoever had the blood of the doorpost on the side of both sides of the post, that the death angel will pass them by.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And those who did not have the blood on the door will be slain. All of the firstborns will be slain. Otherwise, they would die.
Amen.
But all of the firstborn that had the blood over the post, they will live when the death angel passed by.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank God for the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood of Jesus Christ, there will be no remission of sin.
Well.
No forgiveness of sin.
Uh-huh.
If we don't accept the blood or the death burial of Jesus Christ, we cannot be saved.
Amen.
Because Christ is the only one who can save us.
Amen.
His death was the only death that was accepted by God Almighty.
Amen.
And if anybody want to be saved from the penalty of sin and death, they must accept what Christ done for us all.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay, Mom, take your time.
Amen. And this is what Christ done. Not only did he come to seek and to save us from the penalty of sin, but when we take a good look at how he lived, the Bible says he came, and he came to set the captives free.
Amen.
A lot of people don't realize, amen, that when we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, we inherit a sinful DNA.
All right.
And that sinful DNA that we inherit made us sinners.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And was open to unclean spirits. And sometimes we just can't understand why certain people act the way that they act and why they do the things that they do that is so evil and so corrupt.
Right.
It's because of those unclean spirits. But God made a way out of no way.
Amen.
God made a way for all of us to be delivered and set free for any unclean spirit. Any lying spirit, any whoring spirit, any spirit that goes against God's will, God has made a way for us to be delivered and set free. Now watch this. When these people heard that Jesus Christ was coming, they did something that they never done before. What did they do? I'm glad you asked. They had a parade.
Yeah.
All right.
Are y'all listening?
Amen.
That's the first time they ever had a parade.
All right, now.
And Jesus had told his disciples exactly what to do on that particular day. The people was excited because they heard that he was coming.
Uh-huh.
Amen. They heard that Jesus was coming. Now, Jesus had become somewhat a celebrity among the people.
Uh-huh.
But he had heard of the miraculous rising of Lazarus.
Well, now, come on.
You do remember Lazarus.
Oh, yes.
The brother of Mary and Martha.
Uh-huh.
Who was a friend of Jesus.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that he died.
Uh-huh.
And he stayed in the grave for 4 days.
All right now.
And then word came to Jesus and told Jesus that he was dead. Uh-huh. But Christ told the bearer of the news and his disciples, he's not dead.
Well, nah.
He's just asleep.
All right.
There's one thing about we who know the Lord as our personal Savior.
Well.
We don't die like sinners die. For Jesus Christ said that he that believed in me, he said, shall never die, but shall have everlasting life.
Amen.
Now we may lay down and go to sleep. And the world may say, she's dead. Or he's dead. But Bible tells me that when I lay down and give up the ghost, my soul and spirit returns to the Lord. Oh, you don't hear me. Amen. And I'm not worried about dying. Because the Bible lets me know, amen, to be absent for the body, to be present with
the Lord,
my Savior,
amen,
and my King. Amen. He said he's not dead, he's just asleep. And the Bible says that he went and woke him up.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
In the grave for 4 days.
Uh-huh. Well,
Brother Brown. But Jesus woke him up.
Oh, yes.
He said, by now, Lord, he stink.
Uh-huh.
He stink by now.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, roll away the stone.
All right, now.
Call him by name.
Uh-huh.
And he had to call him by name.
Oh,
because if he had not called him by name, everybody in the cemetery would have got up. Oh, thank God. You see, he know all of us
by name.
And guess what? Guess what? Listen, when he comes back, like he said he's going to come back, and he's going to come back. And the Bible said when he come back, he's going to come back in the clouds. And it's going to be so fast, so swift.
Uh-huh.
It says it's going to be within the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
The trumpet is going to sound.
Yes.
The shout is going to go forth.
Uh-huh.
And in that shout, everybody's name,
uh-huh,
that name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life,
uh-huh,
is going to hear
right,
your name called.
Amen.
What if you dead, or what are you alive?
Amen.
And we all going to be caught up at the same time,
well,
to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I feel like preaching about that. I feel like preaching about that. But I got to tell the story.
Yeah.
Watch this, amen. When we look at these scriptures, praise the Lord. In Matthew 21, 1 through 11, Jesus came to Jerusalem as a king. And while, watch what it says, and they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the mountain of Olives.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus sent two of the disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and once you will find a donkey tied there with her coat by her.
Well,
untie them. Bring them to me. If anyone say anything to you, say that the Lord need them. Do you not know if the Lord can use an ass and a donkey? Excuse my friend, but he can use your ass too. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. Every now and then we got to come down where you are.
Right.
We have to speak in your modern day vernacular. Because we want you to know, amen, that God can use you too. Look at your neighbor. God can use you. Amen. Amen. The Lord has need of you. Just like he had need of them. And he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill that was spoken through the prophet, saying, the daughter of Zion, the daughter of the church, see your king come to you, gentle, riding on a donkey and on an ass coat, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus said, Jesus had said, and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey, the coat, and placed their cloak on them for Jesus to sit on it. And a very large crowd spread their coats, or their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Now these branches, these leaves, was big, but they was palm branches. The crowd that went ahead of them and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed he who come in the name of the Lord." Because he was the Lord. Uh-huh. He was Jehovah manifested right. in the flesh. Hosanna in the highest in heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And let me tell you something. When Jesus come in our midst, he will be known. When Jesus make his presence known, people want to know who he is. Every now and then, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit as his children, people recognize that there's something different about you. Can I get a witness? Oh yeah, and the thing about it is you don't have no facade. You're not pretending.
Right.
You're not acting like.
Amen.
I'm trying to be like somebody else.
Amen.
But it's something within you that we call the Holy Spirit that tells us that our bodies are the temple of God, where the Holy Spirit dwells therein. And what's on the inside of you is going to show up on the outside of you. Oh, you don't hear me.
Amen.
And people take notice. People take notice. See, when people are not real, they know when you're real. They know when you're faking and shaking. Amen. See, you can fool some people in the summertime. Sometimes you can't fool them all the time.
Amen.
But because a real child of God, he's a Christian on Sundays, a Christian on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, back on Sunday. Ain't that right? You got too many Dr. Jekylls and Mr. Hyde. And that's one reason a lot of people don't want to come to church. And we got too many faking. People who faking to be Christian. And they look at people, even in the pew, and say, "Now, if that's what a Christian is, I don't want to be one." Ain't that right? And that's the reason why a lot of people don't come to church. They even brand pastors and deacons. They said there are pimps in the pew and the pulpit. Amen. Have y'all heard that before? But the devil is a lie. All pastors are not him. All people in church are not hypocrites. Amen. The devil is a lie. Amen. Yes, he is. The Bible says he's the father of lies. Ain't that right? So don't believe every spirit. The Bible said, "Try the Spirit by the Spirit." Amen. If you want to know me, amen. Just watch me.
Okay.
If you want to know me, listen to me. Amen. If you want to know me, amen, you better ask somebody. Amen. You see, I have been with my wife for 47 years. Huh? Because I just don't believe that she would have stayed with me that long. Amen. If I was thinking and shaking. Huh?
Amen.
Let me go on. Amen. I just want to share this with you. Amen. His word reveals such great truth in every part of his story. And his story. Truth that drove us closer toward Christ.
Yeah.
Reminding us that he alone is king. And when I say he alone is king, I'm talking about he alone is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Five things real quick I want to share with you. The first thing that we need to understand, that to remind us that Christ is King. Number one, God's word tells us that people cut palm branches and wave them in the air. You know how they say, wave your hand just like you. They was waving the palm tree branches or leaves, led them out on the ground before Jesus as he rode into the city. The palm branches represented goodness. That's what they represented. They represented goodness and victory and was symbolic of the final victory he would soon fulfill over death.
Amen.
You see, Christ Jesus, he told his disciples in so many words that he was born to die. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea on that night, the Bible said they laid him in a manger.
Yes. Well.
And they wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
Yes, sir, the word.
And that swaddling cloth that they laid him in was graveyard clothes.
See?
That symbolized why he was born.
Yeah.
He wasn't born to live, he was born to die.
Well.
And he wasn't born to die for himself. But he was born to die for us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's why the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have what? Everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Believe in Jesus.
Amen.
Accept Christ. Repent, be converted. And you can have what?
Everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He will soon fulfill over death.
Yes.
And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:55, oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your stand?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus Christ took it away.
Well.
For us. Number two, Jesus chose to ride in on a donkey.
Well.
He chose to ride on a donkey. Any other king that came riding in to be seen of people. They came riding in on a stallion. On a prancing horse.
See?
A beauty.
Yeah.
A power.
Yeah.
But watch this. The Bible says Jesus chose to ride on a donkey. Which directly fulfilled Old Testament prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. It says, in the biblical times, it was common for kings, imported people to arrive by processions, riding on donkeys. The doki symbolize peace.
Well.
So those who close, who choose to ride them, choose that they came with peaceful intentions. And Jesus came, sure that he came to be their king.
Well.
With peaceful intentions. Jesus even then reminded us that he is the Prince of Peace.
Amen. Amen.
He is the Prince of Peace.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
You got a witness.
And we find that the people rejoiced greatly. O daughter of Zion, shout aloud. This was the prophet advised the people who believe in Christ and could consider them as the daughters of Zion.
Well.
O daughters of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having his salvation is his. Humble him, mounted on the donkey, on a coat, the foal of an ass. Don't you not know, amen, that Jesus is coming? Amen.
Oh, yes.
He's coming. The first time, amen, that he comes, the Bible lets us know is during the rapture. And he will not come up on a horse. He's just going to appear in the sky.
Oh, yes.
No horse.
Oh, yeah.
No horse.
All right now.
The trumpet's going to sound.
Yeah.
The shot going to go forward.
The word.
But he's not going to be on no horse or no donkey.
Well,
amen.
Amen.
And then we all be called up to meet him in the air.
Oh, yes.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
But the second time he comes up on the earth, the Bible says, woe unto man.
Amen.
Because I'm here to tell you, when he comes back the second time, after the great tribulation, when all hell had broke out upon the earth.
All right. Mm-hmm.
When the Antichrist have taken over the world.
Well,
the Bible says, let us know, amen, that this man of sin is going to appear. And when he show up, he's going to be a great deceiver. And the Bible says he's going to deceive many nations.
All right now.
And he's going to perform many miracles and wonders and signs. And then he's going to claim that he is the Christ.
Well.
He's going to even set himself up in the temple and demand people to worship him. If anybody don't worship him and accept his mark, the Bible says that they won't be able to buy or sell.
Well.
You don't hear me.
Well.
And if anybody feed you, they're going to be put to death.
Well.
Oh, yeah. But guess what? He's going to have hell to pay. Because the Bible said, God said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay him. And he will have to pay for the dirty deeds and the dirty things that he has done to humanity. Oh, yeah. But Jesus is coming. Just like he said he would. And when he come, the Bible says he's going to have the holy angels with him. And the souls of the righteous will be with him. Y'all don't hear me. And he's going to be riding upon a great white horse. And he's going to have many crowns upon his head. Oh, let me go on, amen. Y'all trying to make me too so mad. I don't want to go there with y'all. But I want y'all to know, amen, the third point.
Come on.
The third point. Amen. When the people shout, Hosanna.
Well.
They was yelling, Christ is king. Christ is king. The word actually means save now. That's what the word means, save now. Hosanna means save now. Why? Because they was under oppression of the Greco-Roman world. Herod and all these other kings. Caesar. And all of those, they was oppressing the Jews.
Well.
And they wanted deliverance from oppression. And don't nobody know more about being in depression.
Well, right now.
And being slaves than black folks and Hispanics.
You better know it.
Oh, you don't hear me.
Amen.
You see, we as a black race, we're not the only one that's been enslaved. Huh?
That's right.
There's a people that's of other nations. They're in slavery today.
Right now.
It is not just. They're under a dictatorship. And being under the dictatorship, if you don't jump when they say jump, if you don't do what they say do, you will be killed.
Amen.
You will be tortured. You will be abused.
Well,
are y'all with me?
Amen.
So they was crying out, Hosanna, save us now.
Amen.
Deliver us from this paradigm. Deliver us from this oppression. From the Greco-Roman world. That's what they wanted. And though in their own minds they wanted for an earthly kingdom, God had a different way in mind of bringing true salvation to all who would trust in him. See, God said, my ways ain't like your ways. My thoughts ain't like your thoughts. As high as the heaven is above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, my thoughts above your thoughts. Our plans is not God's plan. So what we need to do, we need to get on God's program and go along with his plan. Huh? We got to learn how to trust in him and expect him to come and recognize that he's able to save us.
Amen.
And he will save us. He will deliver us. And set us free. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. Romans 10 and 9. People think that. People think, I will tell you that don't know no better.
Amen.
And y'all listen to what I'm about to say.
Amen.
They'll tell you, just because they're in church, you got to quit smoking.
Well, come on now.
If you want to be saved. You can't drink no wine.
Well.
If you want to be saved.
Well.
Ooh, that almost made me say something.
Watch your pastor. Come on now, pal. Get it clean.
Thank you. I'm okay. If drinking wine was a sin,
well,
Jesus would have made wine.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
Now, it's very hypocritical of some people that are always jumping on other people because they're doing things that they don't do.
Well.
Huh?
Amen.
Now, the Bible warns you, amen, if you can't handle it, don't mess with it. Because it's a strong drink is a marker.
Uh-huh.
And also, it will bring rage. What's in you?
Come on. What's in you?
Uh-huh. When you drink, it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
If somebody drink and get violent, the drink didn't make them violent.
All right.
Huh?
Yeah. Amen.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
Y'all preaching now. It's already in them.
Yeah.
It just gave him the carry.
Right.
To do what's in him. If being kind is in them, kindness is going to come out.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
I'm not saying this, amen, Lord, for y'all to go out and get you something to drink. You're going to do that anyway. Huh? If you want beer, you're going to go get it. If you want whiskey, you're going to get it. If you want whatever, you're going to get it, amen. But let me tell you something. Just because you don't drink wine, amen, that don't mean that everybody's going to hell except you. The Bible says you better be careful judging.
Amen.
Huh? Judge not and you will not be judged.
Amen.
Go get hitting on them. Put your mouth on them. Huh? Talking about them. Child, they ain't no Christian. I know they going to hell. Here you are, you're on the job stealing every day. On the job stealing every time you put a pencil in your pocket. You didn't pay for it. Every time you put something that paid for it. And use those fax machines and copy machines and you're stealing. Huh? Oh, let me go. Y'all get mad at me. But I want y'all to know, amen, that God is looking and booking.
Oh, yes, yes. He is.
Amen.
Well,
yes, what you do. For if worse is concerned about that we're not saved by works.
Yeah, right.
Lest any man should boast.
Yeah,
Salvation is a gift from God. Through grace, through faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. By grace through faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by what?
The word of God.
The word of God.
Amen.
And once you start believing the word of God, God activates his grace.
That's right.
And his mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me hear it.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. The Bible, number four, the Bible says that Jesus wept for Jerusalem.
Yeah.
In the midst of praise, a moment, he knew his heart that it wouldn't be long that these same people would turn their backs on him, betray him, crucify him. His heart broke with the reality of how much they needed saved. It's just like today, amen. At one moment, we're praising him.
Come on, man.
On Sundays, we praise him.
Well.
On Sundays, we're agreeing with the word of God.
Yeah.
But when we get away from the church, and we get around them other people, all of a sudden, the light is gone. That light that was shining on Sunday seemed to vanish on Monday. And the same thing they do out there. Amen. When we looking around to see if anybody see us, we start doing the same thing. Huh? I think there's a hypocrite. But I want you to understand, amen, that you can't hide from God.
Amen.
Ain't that right? You cannot hide from what you do in the dark. Will be brought into the light. Huh? I'm telling you, let's just let you know. What I am is what I am.
Amen.
When I used to smoke, I did it out in the open.
Amen.
And I didn't stop smoking until God convicted me and told me it was time to quit.
Amen.
And when he told me it was time to quit, I put him down.
Amen.
And I could give up.
Hello.
On what you were saying about me.
Amen.
That it stopped me from coming to church.
Well.
That it stopped me from worshiping and praising my God.
Amen.
Because I love him.
Amen.
But I had a habit.
Yes.
And a whole lot of these habits you just can't put back.
Amen.
Oh, you don't hear me.
Amen.
Amen. Some of y'all got habits.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You want to put them down, you can't.
All right.
But when you turn it over to the Lord, and you have faith in him. One day you're doing it and the next day you're not. God can work it out. Can he work it out? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I know he's able to deliver us. Amen. Well, I'm getting down to the last point. As he approached Jerusalem. He saw the city. He wept over it. And he said, if you even, you even had only known on this day what would bring you peace. If you had only known, that I brought a you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes because you're spiritually blind.
Come on now.
And I want you to know that a lot of people are spiritually blind today. They're in the dark. But I'm here to tell you, if you will receive the word of God, you can come out of darkness and to God's marvelous light. Number five, the Palm Sunday reminds us that the reign of Christ is far greater than any mind of man could ever conceive in any plan. Man looked for some to fight their battles in the present day of the world. But God had the ultimate plan of sending his son to fight the final battle. The final battle that he wanted him to fight is death. And this is the greatness of why we celebrate this week. Because Jesus was on his way to fight a battle on our behalf. Because Christ's ultimate sacrifice, we can be set free from death. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad that he came triumphantly through Jerusalem. And he was not impressed with people crying out, Hosanna. Because a few days later, 5 days later, when Satan got a hold of the religious people, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they plotted to kill Jesus. And Satan had prepared one of his disciples. The Bible says his name was Judas Iscariot. And Judas, was disappointed of Jesus because he wanted Jesus, to set up his kingdom upon earth. But Jesus kept telling him and the other disciples, I must go to the cross. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all men unto me. I thank God that he stayed on his course. Judas got mad at the Lord Jesus, and Jesus was a disappointment to him. So on that night of the Passover feast, the Bible says Satan entered into Judas' heart, and Jesus looked at Judas and said, whatever you go do it quickly. Jesus did not expose him. He could have told the disciples what Judas was about to do. Ain't that right? But I'm so glad he kept it to himself. You see, he knew if he would have exposed Judas, then all of the other disciples probably would have jumped on him and could have killed him, because Peter was a knife-carrying disciple. Peter had his switchblade, and it was Peter that when he was in the garden, the Bible says when the soldiers came after him, when Judas sold him a 30 pieces of silver, he led the soldiers and the Pharisees and scribes to Jesus. And when they questioned Jesus, Jesus told them that he was the Messiah. And the Bible says, Judas warned them, when I kiss him, hurry up and lay your hands on him, because I seen him do some things that no man had ever done before. He can disappear on you, so you better grab it quickly. And when they reached out to get Jesus to arrest him, the Bible says Peter took his sword and cut off a soldier's ear. You better be careful how you mess with God's children. Don't take our meekness for weakness, because we have some people, the Lord has some servants that walked around with knives. The Lord has some people who have walked around with guns, license to carry. So you better be careful how you treat God's people. But he told Peter at the time to put away his sword, because he must fulfill all righteousness. But there will come a day when you need your sword. Ain't that right? And the Bible says they arrested Jesus. They took him to judgment hall, but they found no fault in him. But I heard when he went to Pilate, Pilate examined him, and Pilate said, I'm washing my hands, for I find no fault in him. And they're all right. And they took my Lord. They beat him with a cat of nine tails. They beat him till his flesh came off of him. The Bible says they put an old rugged cross on him and led him all the way to Calvary. That's the reason why he came down to Jerusalem. That's the reason why he accepted the parade, and they laid palm trees, on the ground. Yes, he knew he was on his way to Calvary to die for your sins and mine. And I'm glad they stretched him wide on the old rugged cross. They nailed him to the cross, and he didn't say a mumbling word. They stretched him high, and he dropped him low. He didn't say a mumbling word, and I heard he's not long enough to save a sinner. The sinner said, Lord, remember me when you enter to your kingdom. And this is the cry we all shall have. We're going to ask God to remember us and forgive us for our sins. And don't you know he will? He will. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He'll forgive you. Call him up. And tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up. Because he came again. And he's Lord of Lords. God bless you today. We want you to know, amen, that he's standing and the door is open. He said, I am the door to the sheepfold. And the only thing you have to do, amen, is accept him. And accept him in your heart. He said, you can come into the sheepfold. You can come today. Say, come unto me, all you that are laden and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. He don't want you to come to him being ashamed of him. He wants you to come before people and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ said, watch this, what he said. He said, now, if you deny me before man, if you reject me before man, if you're ashamed of me before man, I got news for you. You're not deceived. God is not marked. What you sow, you're going to reap. Say, if you're ashamed of me before me, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. And before the holy angels, I will be ashamed of you. I will reject you. And you can't come into God's kingdom based upon your goodness. The Bible said, our goodness, no matter how good you are, your goodness is like a filthy rag in the sight of God. Can't nobody clean you up but Jesus. You see, it's blood. His blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus that can make you whole. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. Come to Jesus.